The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Marlene Forrester, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R, first name Marlene. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST, space Forrester, space M, CardioCare Associates, letterhead, new paragraph. Treadmill exercise stress test 9-19-22, referring physician Sue Hothrick, Karen Anathy, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical history, 56-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia and SVT for stress test on her beta blocker, parentheses, metoprolol succinate, 12.5 milligrams daily, close parentheses, period, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm common within normal limits, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 97 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 172, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 73 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24940. Period upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, but without the patient experiencing fatigue or attaining her functional capacity. The patient exhibited at least good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 10 mets. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her beta blocker. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to stress. On her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 68 and a heart rate of 109 at the end with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. There was inappropriate tachycardia with stress. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was greater than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal concave ST depression, leads 2, 3, and AVF, which met diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Abnormal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the absence of clinical symptoms. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 10 mets, with functional capacity likely underestimated by the inappropriate tachycardia with stress. 4. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress, which may in part be related to her beta blocker, but also possibly due to preponderance of increased cardiac output related to inappropriate tachycardia, period. The patient had inappropriate tachycardia with stress, with an accelerated heart rate response to exercise with ineffective blunting on her beta blocker, and residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there was inappropriate tachycardia during stress, but there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period. Where it says there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period in the original paragraph, there was no SVT noted during stress, and there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period. And the same thing in this conclusion, there was no SVT noted during stress, period. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.